In Depth Podcast, hosted by Barry Marks, Season 2, Episode 8, featuring Busy Balboa. Enjoy the show.
Peace, peace, peace. In Depth Podcast, Season 2, Episode 8. I got a special is an understatement to describe this guest. I normally say we have a very special guest, but this is beyond special. So I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself.
What's good, everybody? It's Busy Balboa. The one time for the one time. Barry Morris, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How about yourself? Welcome to the pod.
I appreciate it. This is beautiful to see this, you know, finally happen. I know you were talking about it and now it's here. I love it. I'm happy to be here.
Most definitely. So very first question I want to ask, dream studio session. You get to pick one producer to be in the studio with you and three other artists to be in the studio with you. Who are you picking?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Oh, I love this. Dream studio session. Damn. It's going to be me. Damn, hold on. Let me really take this in. It's going to be me. I hate to be cliche. I'm going to name the people that I really always wanted to work with. It's going to be me. It's going to be me, Timbaland, Jay-Z, and Tupac. That's random.
One more person, too.
I get one more?
Yeah.
Okay, me, Tupac, Jay-Z, Timbaland, and Andre 3000.
Ooh.
Yeah. Shit, you just got me excited.
Man,
we'll make some deep shit, we'll make some fun shit, we'll make some great music. It'll be amazing.
Nah, facts. That's a crazy lineup.
Timbo the King. I love Timbaland.
Yes, yes.
Like one of my favorite producers. I love Guru too.
Guru's fire. I love Guru as well.
Yeah. But yeah, that would be a dream session right there, man. They would have to get me out of there, man. I'd never leave. I'd be like, where y'all going? We got more to record.
Facts. Y'all could do a whole album for real.
Yeah, we really could. I mean, we only need 10 minutes. Half of these people don't write and they make beats and they sleep type shit. So
facts.
It would be quick, five songs probably. Right through it.
No doubt. All right, so next question. You get to go back in time and visit your younger self and play one song of yours for her. Which song are you choosing and why?
Ooh, these are great questions. I probably would play Tranquility. Not to warn myself about, hey, these people are going to pass away, but to show myself like how deep this shit gets, how much this music shit is really going to help me throughout my life. Like my younger self always used music and always just was like, oh, you know, I love doing music. I never correlated that with like, this is my what I rent you, this is my safe space, this is my happy place, this is what I should take serious. Even though, yeah, I went to art school and all of that, I did not go to art school because I wanted to take music serious. I went to art school because I was in trouble in my hometown and I needed to get away. At the time, music was just all I knew. I never knew that this was the thing. So if I could play something like that to myself and like, yo, like you're using music to cope with life. Like you still doing this and you're 33. It will really open my eyes, the younger me. And I probably would have finished art school. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, that's one of them. And if I could just name one more, I would say Mortality. I get chills when I listen to that song because it's like I've always kind of spoke up about injustices and things that happen in the world. I never considered myself to be like a rapper that was like an activist or anything.
Right.
But, you know, slowly that's like another part of me. I'm learning that I have so many different personalities, but there's an activism side of my music. There's a fun side. There's a serious side. There's a sexual side. It's a lot of different aspects to it. But the parts that I enjoy the most would be, you know, the parts where I'm coping with my life and the parts where I'm actually speaking on real life issues, because, you know, a lot of people don't have voices to do that, especially in other countries. And the fact that, you know, as bad as America is, we get to say, fuck the police, straight coming straight out of the underground. You know, we get to say all that, you know, fuck Donald Trump. We get to say it. And even with, you know, the making LGBT music, we get to do this. So playing something like Mortality, like, you know, that would be a great song to play to my younger self too. Like, you know, like, yo, you out here preaching, you out here having a good time with it, you out here coping. Music, man, take it serious. You know, that's what I would do.
No doubt, no doubt. So speaking of your music, you sent in the song Pace Yourself. One of my favorite songs of yours too, might I add. For sure.
Okay.
Talk about the inspiration behind that song and who produced it. Let's get into it.
Man, Pace Yourself, when I first heard it, it has this Hey Arnold intro. So I'm like, yo, this is very interesting. And here we go. I'm like, okay. And then when the beat dropped, I was like, whoa, this is hella grown and sexy. It might be too grown for me, even though I'm older. I'm like, this shit is grown and sexy. I always wanted to make something that, like, I felt like I could play for my aunties, or I felt like I could play for, like, you know, just an older crowd, maybe, you know, like on some two-step, some Chicago type shit. That's what I wanted to make. I wanted to make like a two-step, like a Chicago two-step type of song. And Pace Yourself is like my grown and sexy, my two-step type of track right there. I love it. It's produced by Kevin Scott, and me and him been working together for like over 20 years. I met him at the Art Institute. Yeah, I met him at the Art Institute in Atlanta. And a lot of people that I work with today, I met them, you know, years and years ago. And it's just all still full circle. We all still work together. But many of my favorite songs he's produced, and he's incredible. And we got a lot of more songs together, projects together that are just sitting in the vault waiting to happen. But yeah, I put Pace Yourself on my purification track, and it was engineered by Shelly Jane at Sound Lounge Studios, and she really funked it, honestly. Like, the song's already great, but it's like that end part where she's like bringing my voice in and out, and she got it like paneling left and right, and it's just incredible. I'm like, yo, you really turned this song up. Like, I just really can't thank her enough, and Kevin and everybody that helped me with that track. But I love it. It's like my jam.
Facts. The song is fire. And you performed it at the San Diego Pride Festival. Yeah. How did that go?
I never performed that song before, so I was very interested with how the crowd would respond to it. Mm-hmm. And they loved it. Like, everybody was like, that first song, the Pace song, I liked it. But performing at Pride was an incredible accomplishment. I've always wanted to perform on a stage like that. That was huge. It's like every artist's dream. Right. And the feedback, you know, for them to be people that never really have heard my music before. Some of them were mouthing the lyrics. Like, I'm like, I know that Pride put our links on the website, but I'm like, I didn't know if people would really go and listen and try to get familiar, because there's so many artists, over 100, that perform. Right. But it was love. Everybody showed love. It was the best performance I've had. My voice went out, but I had a good time. And I mean, I'm ready to do more. I got a lot more, you know, in store coming up. Just trying to like make sure I like to, you know, me and you talk about this on Twitter all the time, like, instead of announcing it, just do it. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's how I've been.
That's one thing I'm so big on, is like keeping certain things private, you know, relationships, goals, because there's so many people that like just want to get in the way of that kind of thing, you know?
Very true. Yeah. It's scary. I don't even really like to. I hate whenever we have to perform and we have to post our locations. Like, I hate that type of stuff, but, you know, this is the field we're in. So those are the only times where I'm like, I'm on edge. I hate being an artist because I don't want y'all to know where I'm at. But, you know, it's always good love. It's always peaceful whenever I go out. You know, I try to make sure that my energy is always good so that I'm not disturbing nobody else's. And Right. You know, we just live our life a certain way by a certain code. So a lot of times things don't even come near us that you normally would see around artists. You know, that's never a problem for me. So, you know, I just always have the right people around me doing the right thing. But, you know, it is scary to have to post your location as an artist. That's like the most craziest shit that I feel. I just saw a video of DJ Khaled speaking to these two guys. He's like, "How y'all knew I was going to be here?" And they like, 504 Jets or whatever the website is, like they just looking at when the Jets land, and I'm like, that's crazy that people have this much access to you all. But you know, this is the life that artists live, and that's one thing that I try to get more comfortable with. You know, I've been performing for my whole life, so I'm naturally used to it, but it's just, I'm just like you with the privacy. You know, I speak a lot on the internet, but I'm not really that person. Like, you can't really find me.
same. Like, I'm a recluse. I was just telling my job this. They were like we just had like a little office party. They were like, "Hey, you know, did you like the office party?" I was like, "It was okay." You know, I'm not really a social person. I don't talk much.
Right.
They're just like, "Yeah, you know, you're a workaholic."
Hey, I always, when I was managing, I used to tell everybody, especially when they had issues with each other, like, "Hey, we're here to do a job and we can go home. You know, we don't have to be friends." We just do our job and then go home. That's it. But yeah, a lot of people, they try to force that on you just because they see, you know, whenever you're an artist, people, there's an idea about you and assumptions about you anyways that you want to be seen, you want to talk, and it's not really the case. A lot of us, this is just what we do. This is what we love. Right. So, and it just so happens to be that we're put on a stage, or, you know, we're put in these positions. That's why whenever people are so harsh with celebrities, like, "Oh, well, he asked to be a celebrity." It's like, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. They just have a talent that they're well known for, and now lights, camera, action, you know?
Right.
But, you know, celebs are humans. So.
facts, 100%. And speaking of like the social aspect of different things, we talk about this a lot on Twitter, but I just wanted to get like a definitive perspective on dating in 2022.
I swear, me and you talk about this every day. They just don't know. Man, dating in 2022, I'm single, not ready to mingle, I'm chilling. But, you know, the idea of it is nice. We talk about this all the time. The idea of it is nice, but we are like some very stern people. We're meticulous because we are a certain type of way. We treat people a certain type of way. So naturally, we're going to hold people accountable because we hold ourselves accountable. And dating in 2022, there's no real accountability. Everybody wants to be polygamous. Everybody wants to have, you know, relations with whoever they want to. They want privacy, you know, secret, not private, or whatever the hell it is. I hate it. I hate all of it. I want that old school shit, and it just ain't out here.
Thanks. 100% agree.
It's cute, you know. It's cute to see the pictures and everything, but it's hard to decipher if somebody really likes you or they just trying to have a lit ass Instagram.
Because
I'd be having that, you know, like it's so many opportunities. Like a lot of girls be trying to like, "Oh yeah, I do this, that, and the other. I'm a social media manager and all of this," and they want to hang out, but it's like, okay, but what is this really going to lead
to?
Are you trying to get the plug in? You know, you ain't trying to like have that in your mind that somebody would use you or whatever. And you also don't want to have the big head, like, "Who am I to use?" type shit. But it's like, it's obvious. You know what I mean? Like, it's obvious. It's so obvious whenever it's like, okay, do you want to know anything about me? Like, you just automatically coming at me where we talking business. It's like you promoting yourself to me. You know, it's not really like what I'm used to, the old school back in the day type of shit, you know. I don't know. But yeah, dating in 2022 is so I don't like it, man. That's why I'm just all about my friends. Like, I have amazing friends, and I just spend a lot of time with my friends, my homies, my other artist friends. You know, like, I just handle business. I'm in school. You know, I just try to stay busy. Anything to not fall for the traps. Because that's what I feel like it is. The dating thing is a trap. I don't want to be distracted, and I don't want nobody to alter my energy. I don't want to make no more breakup songs.
Right.
I made enough of them. I'm ready to make happy music. And honestly, I started to try to manifest love into my life. Like, Pace Yourself is actually a song I wrote to myself, warning myself, like, you want love so bad. I know you got some doubts. I end up wasting your time. It's like, I'm talking to myself. I'm telling myself, free game, baby girl, just pace yourself. Never been in love before. I take you there. It's like, slow down. You know, it's going to happen. And that's what I told to the crowd at Pride. Let it find you. Don't rush into it. And they love that. But a lot of times in my music, that's what I'm doing. I'm writing to myself. I'm talking to myself. I might be talking about a situation that happened around me. Or, you know, I don't mind talking about my real life. A lot of my ex-girlfriends, they like, you made another song about me. I heard it. And I'm like, it was one little bar. But it's like, it's my real life. And I like to talk about, like, my real life. And like I told you earlier, I cope with this shit. So I'm not going to say your name in it, but I'm going to talk about some stuff. You know, I might mix it up with some fantasy, some other stuff, but... If you know, you're going to know when you hear it. You're going to be like, did she just tell these people that?
No doubt.
Yeah.
So my next question, we've talked a lot about mental health as well. So I would like to hear two mental health tips that you can give today.
Man, two mental health tips, man. First of all, I would say definitely don't be afraid to admit that you have mental health issues. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nothing wrong with that at all. Once I've honestly started to admit it, then the road to getting help got easier, you know?
Right.
Started reaching out to different people, talking to other people that go through similar things, joining groups. You know, there's groups out there now. A lot of people back in the day did not have support groups. Like, you can go online. A lot of us spend a lot of our time online. You can find Facebook support groups. Like, that's what I did with my muscle disorder. I found people that have the same disorder, and it just makes me feel a little bit comforted knowing that it's a community of us. Like, you know, sometimes whenever you're sick or you're mentally ill, you feel like, man, God singled me out. It's only me. I'm going through this by myself. Why me? You know, it's why me? And then once you join the community, you realize, like, God ain't against you. This is something that people go through. You can beat it. You can overcome it. People share their stories. So, you know, the biggest thing is, I would say, you know, just come to terms with it and don't be afraid to reach out for help. A lot of times people are shying away from therapy. Therapy is the best thing I ever did for myself. I started this year. Before I joined therapy, and, you know, this is my first time saying this. Nobody knows this, but... this year I've been nominated for an award. I performed at Pride. It's been my biggest musical year, but also this has been the most horrible year medically for me. You know, I got diagnosed in February with fibromyalgia, and the same month I was put on suicide watch. And, you know, that was tough. And, you know, I still get checked up on to make sure I'm good and everything, because it's not easy when you're going through physical pain, mental pain, all that stuff at the same time. Mm-hmm. People will look at you on the internet and they'll be like, oh, she's having a great life. My life sucks. I want to die or something. But my life may not be as good as you think. I may be going through the same thing as you. So don't compare your life to other people. Don't compare your life to what you see on the internet, because I'm having a great time on the internet. But in my real personal life, I'm on suicide watch. You feel me? So a lot of times I think that's the biggest thing, is people getting caught up with what they think their life's supposed to be like. And I know I'm one of those people that has been preaching, you know, self-care, self-awareness my whole life. So I already know that, you know, I already know that the tips and tricks to do to get better. I know, you know, that things don't last always and all of that. So it's just, even the strongest people need help. You know, even the strongest people need some advice and tips. So be a good listener too, you know. Don't just be ready to speak or ready to you know, accuse people of not being there for you, because sometimes people just don't know how to be there for you, you know. So just gotta create that within your circle of, like, finding out who's a good listener and who's a good person to give you advice, who's a good person to just sit with you, you know. And if you can find all of that in one person, then amazing. If you can find that within yourself by sitting still and meditating, then that's even better. I like to go to the water, just, you know, like that background you got over there. I like going to the water, even if it's at 10 o'clock at night, I go to the beach. Early in the morning, I'll go to a lake or whatever, but the water brings me tranquility, you know? So I know that was a lot. That was more than two things, but it's just like so many different things, you know, that you can do, but just coming to terms with it and definitely reaching out to certain people. You don't have to tell everybody your business, just the people you trust, or, you know, reach out to a therapist, call your insurance. If you don't have insurance, get some, get the free insurance. Nice. But a lot of times people will offer behavioral health services. You know what I mean? We got to make sure we are taking care of each other. I always reach out to different people. I don't care who's up. I'm talking. I've never been scared of telling about my life, talking about my personal life. It's all in my music anyway. So if I call you, I'm like, Barry, what's up, bro? I'm depressed right now. I really need to talk. I'm suicidal. Like, I don't care. I don't care where it goes. Because most of the people I am in contact with, if not all, they're good people. It's not going anywhere anyway. So I don't have those type of worries. So you just got to make sure the circle that you have is the right circle if you're going to be venting to them anyways. But yeah, or reach out to Busy, you know, even with me being on Suicide Watch, I'm a good listener.
No doubt.
And, you know?
And that's like, I'm glad you mentioned listening. I'm very big on active listening. I have a song called Active Listening, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and some, you know, a lot of people, they confuse active listening with not saying anything. And it's like, when you're actively listening, the way to respond is active questioning.
Right. Yeah.
People don't know that though. They just think they're just supposed to sit here and just,
just nod their head, yeah. or just like, yeah, you're right about that. And that's something that I learned in sales as well. Like, you know, making sure that active listening is asking open-ended questions.
Right, you feel me? Exactly.
So if you just sitting there quiet, then you're not active listening, baby. Because I need confirmation, after, you know, that you're actually listening actively.
Right.
That's how you active listen. So I totally agree with you on that. It's so many different things. I don't feel like people got to be perfect around me, but it's like so many little things that bother me with people. Like, you're not active listening, man.
Right. Exactly. I'm super intentional about that. And that's why, like, a lot of times I don't like being the one who's talking all the time, mm-hmm. because when you're talking, you're not learning, you know, you learn from listening. And that's with anything. No one reads a book while talking, you know?
That's right.
You know, we're audible and visual learners. That's how we learn, is we see and we listen, you know?
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, me and you, ever since I've, like, met you,
right.
you've always been a great listener. I mean, we could text, we can talk on our phone, whatever. Like, you always been a great listener. And you always been supportive, like, not something. And when I say supportive, I mean truly supportive. Not dang, bro, like, you always rock with me, or, you know, just because we speak once a year on the internet. No, when I post, you share. Whenever I post, you comment, you listen. Same thing with you. I go listen, I check it out. You know, it's real support with us. I give you real feedback, not just, hey, this dope, like button. Like, no. Mm-hmm. Details, like, hey, this is what I like. You did a really good job at this. These are things I feel like maybe implement with what you're doing. You know what I mean? And you do this with me every single time. You take time out your day to text me. Like, that's a real genuine person. I don't let none of that type of stuff slip me by, because I know that's real. I know that's different. There's no agenda behind that. That's real right there. Somebody texts you some shit like that. Like, you and Sham Black, like, y'all are like really becoming brothers, you know what I mean, to me.
No doubt.
Yeah, for real. Brothers from a different mother.
No doubt. I truly appreciate that. I hold you in very high regard. That's why I was so excited to do this podcast, because it's like, you know, 2 years ago, I was on your podcast, you know?
And you're going to be on it again. I got to get you on there again, because I want to have a follow-up about, you know, all the things you've been doing. People really be listening, you know, they really be trying to find out what these artists are up to. So I love this shit, you know. I love being interviewed, and I love interviewing.
Nah, facts.
I appreciate you having me, because I rarely get interviewed, believe it or not.
No doubt. I appreciate you being on the pod. plug yourself in. Anything you got coming out, plug in your social medias, you know, plug yourself in.
Well, I definitely will have some singles coming. I was thinking about doing a project, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this year and hold off. I want to perfect some of the sounds that I got coming out because I feel like I want to make some different sounding music right now. Mm-hmm. So I got some singles coming in. A lot of them are going to be features, which I never did. Mm-hmm. Me and you have a surprise coming. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about you as well. Like I talked about this real quick about how like sometimes I do hold on to things like my homeboy, Brian, mm-hmm. Mr. Bo-ism, because I got some tracks that I always have in the chamber. So I got some music that y'all are here featuring your very own Barry Mars, a couple other homies from all over the world, Georgia, California, everywhere. Right now, I'm just still promoting what's out, you know, Purification, Disturbed Tranquility. We got a bunch of singles, a couple of visuals on my YouTube. But other than that, really the best way to keep up with me is follow my Instagram at Bizzy Balboa, BizzyBalboa. And I keep everything on there. You know, I got a website link tree up there so y'all can follow that and see all my links. I'm writing books right now. Like I'm doing a lot of shit. I got some journal books on Amazon if y'all want to purchase those. It's for you to fill in with your affirmations, with your plans, all type of stuff. I'm making a poem book right now. Yeah, a couple of things coming, but I like we said, no announcing.
Right.
Just follow my Instagram. That's the best way to know what I'm up to. Follow my Instagram. Right now, I'm just doing a bunch of shows, trying to promote the music, and you know, get people familiar with me. You know,
no doubt. I appreciate you being on the pod for real.
Man, I appreciate doing this. Man, bless. I wish you continued success with this. I just can't wait to see. You know. More and more from you. I love you, man.
Love you too. I appreciate this for real.
Hell yeah. Y'all make sure y'all continue to support Barry Mars In-Depth Podcast, baby.
Yes, round In-Depth Podcast season 2, episode 8. Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Peace.
Super.
Free game, baby girl. Just pace yourself. Never been in love before, I take you there. I know you got some doubts, I'll end up wasting your time. You may have ran their arms before, but you be fitting in mine. No need in fixing the blinds, let's give them business to mine. I wanna grow old with you, look back and remember the times. Ain't got no size, if I did, I dropped them all like a dime. You stay on my mind, I wonder is it a crime? Candles burning while we chilling. In my arms, now I be in my feelings. You hesitant with love and I can feel all that. You used to dish it out, you never get love back. Candles burning while we chillin'. In my arms, now I be in my feelings. You hesitant with love and I can feel all that. You used to dish it out, you never get love back. Love at first sight, but I keep my coolie. We got the chop and she say it feel like she been knew me. Master your mind, heart, and soul. This world is a melting pot and the times it get cold. We been through storm after storm, I been keeping you warm. Do I love you for real or am I putting on charm? She let me know that she nervous about our secret relations. I'm trying to show her my heart. She is bleeding in patience, but nobody really knows how I feel. I saw you last night and I think you get my drift. You on the ride, I'm on the real. Your body steady calling me, your moaning give me chills. Always keep my lips sealed. Unless they on your body, that's when my tongue disappear. If they a snack, you a meal. 4-course dinner, baby, leave me with the bill. Free game, baby girl, just pace yourself. Never been in love before, I take you there. I know you got some doubts, I'll end up wasting your time. You may have drained the arms before, but you be fitting in mine. No need in fixing the blinds, let's give them business to mine. I wanna grow old with you, look back and remember the times. They got no size, if I did, I dropped them all like a dime. You stay on my mind, I wonder is it a crime? Candles burning while we chilling. In my arms, now I be in my feelings. You hesitant with love and I can feel all that. You used to dish it out, you never get love back. Candles burning while we chillin'. In my arms, now I be in my feelings. You hesitant with love and I can feel all that. You used to dish it out, you never get love back. Free game, baby girl, just pace yourself.
I take you there. Never been in love before, I take you there.
I take you there.
I know you got some doubts, I'll end up wasting your time.
Wasting your time.
Candles burning while we chilling.
I take you there.
In my arms, now I be in my feelings.
I take you there.
I can feel all that. You used to dishing out, you never get love back.
I take you there.
Candles burning while we chilling.
I take you there.
In my arms, now I be in my feelings.
I take you there.
You hesitate with love, and I can feel all that.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 8 of season 2 of InDef Podcast. Tune in next Monday for a new episode featuring Zenil. InDef Podcast.